Alrighty. Thank you all so much for joining me this evening for Build Your Coaching Brand. I am so excited that you are here, and I appreciate your time. And so I'm going to go ahead and respect your time and get started. I'd like to start my stuff on time because if you showed up, I'm definitely here and I want to respect them. So I just want to take just a moment to kind of breathe, you know, with it being we're still surviving, I think, with 2020, even though we're in 2021. You know, sometimes we just need to take a moment to breathe. You know, for a lot of you, it's been a long day, and I commend you for being here. You know, and I always say as coaches, you know, we bear witness to our clients' greatness and we invest in their greatness. And so tonight, let's focus on your greatness and your business. And so that's really what I want to just kind of take a moment and get us focused in on that. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath, get yourself situated, and we are going to dive on in. So hang on one second. Okay, so somebody asked if your line is muted. Yes, everybody's muted on this one. That way you don't have to worry about that. So everything is through the chat. So if you have any questions, you can do through the chat, so there's no worrying about your line being muted, but I appreciate you asking just to make sure about that. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue on here. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Michelle McEllis. I've been coaching for, gosh, probably closer to like 17 years now. And I've got my BCC. I also have my master's in e-commerce as well as online learning. So I've done a lot of the digital, you know, self-paced type of learning as well as the business online. It's kind of been my two niches, if you will, you know, in my earlier career. I've been part of the ILCT faculty for nearly a decade. It's kind of hard to believe that it's been that long, but it has. So it's pretty exciting to you know, be you know, having so much time spent with ILCT. I've absolutely loved it. So I'm also the host of the podcast called Divorce Sucks, Your Life Doesn't Have To. And then I also kind of call myself a strategic digital creative. I emphasize strategy in what I do. And then obviously the digital and the creative side. And most important, I'm mom to two kiddos that I love. And if you've had any conversations with me, you certainly know that they are the reason why I do everything that I do. So I want to go in as we start off to this evening. I want to kind of give you some promises because I think it's important to sort of set that stage of what are we going to expect for this evening. So this is being recorded. The link will be sent out to you. So you will definitely have a recording of this. But I would really encourage you to still take notes, even though it's recorded. It's always really good to be processing that and writing down some notes as we go along. I will honor your time and provide value. And that's really one of the big things is that I want to make sure that you walk away going, you know what, this was time well spent. So I will definitely do that. You'll also have some actionable insights at the end of this training. And I think that's important is that, you know, that value has to give you something that you can move forward in. If you don't take some type of action as a result of this, then it was like, well, you just got to hear me talk for a little while. You know, and if you love my voice, great. If you don't, well then, you know. But the point is that I really want you to have something that's actionable that you're going to be able to take away this evening. I will have a Q&A at the end of the session. So if you have any questions, I would encourage you to keep them till the very end. So that way I can kind of walk through those and get through the training part, and then we'll have the Q&A at the end. And then this is something that I think is so important is that I'm going to remain until all your questions are answered. So if you feel like, you know, there's all these questions being asked and stuff, don't worry. I'm going to be on here until the very end. And I record all of the questions in the Q&A. So that way you have those if you want to go back on and go, wait, what did she say about this? Or what did she say about that? So I'm here until the end, whenever the end is. So that's up to you, but there'll be a definite end of the presentation and then the Q&A. I'll be here as long as you have questions. Okay, so tonight we're going to go over what is a brand? You know, there's so many terms and stuff that people get kind of confused. And so I want to make sure that we get clear what is a brand? We're going to touch just a little bit on branding versus marketing because a lot of times those are like the two interchangeable terms that people use, but there is a distinction. So I want to make sure you're clear on that, so that when you're thinking about branding, you're really focused on what that is, and being able to kind of separate that from marketing. Also, why having a brand is a must. We're going to dig into that. And then your brand and your ideal client and the connection that that makes. And then steps to help you start to define your brand. Okay. So what is a brand, right? You know, we always kind of go like, we talk about it, but like, what does it actually mean? So a lot of times, you know, people think, well, it's a logo, right? And that's part of it. I don't want to dismiss the logo, because the logo, we are very visual people. So having a logo is definitely part of your brand, but there's also more to it. Maybe like a slogan, right? So we think of maybe Nike, just do it. That's part of their brand, the slogan. It's also our product or service, whatever we're offering out to the, you know, the economy. That's part of our brand. You know, just do it. And Nike is not a food service. You know, they're not food. So they've, that product and service makes sense for what they do versus something that they don't do. So we think of Nike as an example. You know, that brand and that product all are related generally around sports, shoes, you know, clothing, apparel, equipment, things like that. Same thing. I just repeated myself. Oh goodness. Okay. And then, so, you know, it's all of those. Those are definitely all part of it, but there's something else to it. A brand is ultimately the way that people experience your business. It's that feeling, it's that vibe, the message, you know, all of those kinds of things that are part of that brand. You know, so for example, you know, if I say apple, right? Most people probably these days don't even think about the fruit. If I say apple, you're probably thinking of the computer, right? Because that's the feeling we've, you know, kind of almost been, you know, with all the commercials and, you know, iPhones and all that kind of stuff. If people say Apple, that's generally what people think about, is the technology. So the feeling of, you know, things being nice and clean and, simple in their design. I mean, these are kinds of things, convenience. I mean, there's all kinds of things that if I was to say Apple as an example, that you would have an emotion about, you'd have a feeling. And it's really ultimately all of those intangibles. There are the tangibles, the logo, the slogan, those kinds of things, but it really is ultimately those intangibles that play such a role in the branding process. But the other part of this is that branding is, above all else, it's an emotion. Okay, so this is really where I want you to, you know, write this down and say, branding is an emotion. Because this is really the crux of it. And this is where people mess up. They get so concerned with the logo or the slogan or anything like that, that they forget the emotion of it. And that's really the big crux of it all there. So how and what your clients or your potential clients really feel about the brand precedes what they think about you. So how somebody experiences the feel that they get from your brand is going to set that foundation for whether or not they're going to become a client. Now, there's no guarantee, obviously, not 100%. But the point is that how they feel is the first part of that branding versus the logic side. You know, we think with our emotions first before we justify with our logic. Okay, so the key with this is that your clients will buy based on the emotion. So how do they feel when they experience you? Okay, so this is where you have to kind of go, wait a second, I gotta reverse engineer this. I gotta figure out, what emotion do I want my clients to feel? You know, what do I want them to think and experience as a result of connecting with my brand? And ultimately, your brand has to speak to that emotion. Okay, so when I say branding, it's really about those emotional things. You know, and I'm gonna use Apple as an example, because I think it's really, they did a phenomenal job when it comes to branding, and it's something that is fairly universal that people can understand. But there was a time when Apple did a commercial where, when they were introducing the iPad, Now, I'm not a TV watcher at all. I haven't watched really TV in so many years. But I do remember seeing this commercial somewhere. But it was, there was really no words to it. It was just like music and the emotion of like a grandparent and a grandchild seeing each other through FaceTime. And so the whole thing was emotion. Oh, look at, you know, grandparent gets to see grandchild, you know, play the violin or play the soccer, you know, play in the soccer game or whatever it is. It was the emotion of that connectedness. So they didn't say a word. They didn't say buy Apple, buy the iPad. It was none of that. It was purely emotion. And that's how they built their brand, was on the emotions. So what is your brand? Like, what is it that you want your clients or your potential clients to feel? Are they going to be ambitious? You know, is that where you, you know, if you're trying to get them to, you know, maybe like a, you know, executive coaching, right? Be ambitious and go after those goals and things like that. Maybe that's what you want them to feel. Do you want them to feel brave? Do you want them to feel like they can overcome something? So what is that? Maybe an emotion that you want them to feel. Or how about maybe something gentle? Maybe they've experienced something and, you know, you want them to feel more gentle. Maybe there's, maybe you're doing some kind of trauma coaching or something like that. Maybe something that they need to have a more gentle emotion tied to your brand. Maybe you want them to feel knowledgeable. So maybe there's something that you're going to be able to really help them strategize, you know, maybe there's something that you can bring to the table that's really going to give them that sense of they're going to walk away being really knowledgeable through your coaching. And let's not forget spiritual. It's definitely something that's, you know, people have brands that are related to their, to spiritual coaching, whatever that particular one is, whether it's a Christian faith or even like non-denominational or, you know, the sort of the higher power spiritual. So it doesn't have to be a quote unquote organized religion. The point is do you want them to feel that sense of spirituality? Okay. So these are just examples. There's, you know, as many words in the vocabulary that you have, those are, you know, probably all tied to some type of emotion. So when we're talking about branding, go back to that whole emotion and what are the words that you want them to, or what are the emotions that you want your potential clients to experience? And so these are things that you need to write down and, you know, kind of do a data dump. You know, what are all the things? Do you want them to feel empowered? Do you want them to feel excited? Do you want them to feel calm? Do you want, I mean, what are those emotions that you want to feel? Start putting those down so that you start to build that vocabulary that you're going to be able to use to help really solidify your brand and really get them focused, or get your clients focused on that particular emotion that they're going to eventually buy, you know, or connect with you through. Okay. So let's dive in a little bit just quickly, to branding versus marketing, because again, these are oftentimes used interchangeably. So I want to make that distinction before we continue on. So branding is really the, you know, that, like I said, that emotion, that story of your business. Whereas marketing is the method that you tell that story. Okay. So I'm going to share with you here in just a moment, but I'm going to just pop this in here for a second. So I have the podcast, Divorce Sucks, Your Life Doesn't Have To. So the branding is that whole story that I went through a divorce and I opted to not let it make my whole life miserable. So I remember, I don't remember the exact moment, but I remember saying, you know what, divorce really does suck. It's a really bad, you know, life experience. But I realized I had the power as an individual to not make the rest of my life suck. And so that was kind of this mantra that I had during the early days of my divorce. And so the branding of my story is the emotion that it doesn't have to suck, you know, because your divorce does suck, but your rest of your life doesn't. Marketing is how I'm telling that story. So I'm telling that through my podcast, for example. Okay, that's a marketing avenue. I tell that through my Instagram. Okay, so that's another marketing avenue. So the method in which I tell my story is the marketing, and then the branding is the emotion of somebody who's going through a divorce and it's a really sucky experience. but I'm helping them to see that the rest of their life doesn't have to suck. So hopefully that gives you that distinction, because it's really important to separate them out, because branding is truly that emotional aspect. Okay. So why is branding so important? It's an absolute must, because it is your message. It is the connection point that you're going to have to your potential clients and to your existing clients. And so I don't mean to discount those, because those are super important, the ones that you currently have, but branding is your message. Okay. So if you don't know what your message is, how is really anybody else going to be able to figure that out? If you're just saying, if you're kind of shooting in the dark, like all over the place, like how are people going to connect with that? What is that emotion that people, that's consistent? You almost think of the feeling that you want people to have working with you as that golden thread. And you're going to take that golden thread and you're going to put that through everything, through the visuals, through the taglines or the slogans, through your website, through whatever marketing methods you use. That golden thread of the emotion is going to be your brand. And that's where people are going to connect with. So what is that feeling? And how do you create that feeling through all of the different touch points that you have, that you connect with people? So you touch points being podcasts, being your website, being your logo, being your social media, being, you know, networking groups, whatever it is that you happen to be, whatever marketing avenues you happen to be, those are the touch points. So what does that brand feel like? What do you want people to experience? Like my big thing is I wanted people to have hope. Like if there was one thing if I could encapsulate my brand in one word, which is hard for me to do in one word, but if I had to, like, you know, give one word, mine would be hope. Because I want people to know that no matter how hopeless a situation is, that there is always hope. And so that is my golden thread. So no matter what I talk about, it's always bringing it back to, you know what? There's hope for things better. You can always do things better. You're in control because you have hope for something more. Okay. So when you talk about brand, it's really that emotional connection. It's that message that shines through in all of the different areas that you are connecting with your potential and your existing clients. So some of the, when you're creating your brand, you kind of got to, again, do that reverse engineering and look at your different, these different aspects of your brand. You know, the values, you know, these are things that you probably have already done some values work. But when you're talking about your brand, it's like, what emotions are really part of my values? So again, I go back to like the hope, the optimism, the forward thinking, forward moving, like those are all kinds of things that are so important to my brand. So those are the values I have. Now I have lots of other values within my business, but when we're talking about the brand, those are the things that I value. So we go back to mission, you know, again, these are probably things that you've done. We're going to take all of that and now move it forward as it relates specifically to your brand. So what is the mission of your brand? So my mission is to help people get out of a really junky, junky time in their life, to help them transition through that into a better place. What is your mission? Is your mission to, have them increase their income, have them get a new position at work? Is it to help them get healthy? I mean, whatever, what is that mission? Because they need to be able to experience that in your brand. And then the vision. Okay, so the vision is kind of that abstract one in a sense, because it's something that is like almost more intangible than the emotions. But the vision is really that bigger picture about what is it that you want to do with your brand. You know, if you want to have something that is, like the C-suite, for example, that tends to be on the, like, this higher level executive kind of stuff versus you know, something that's maybe like moms groups or something like that, where it's, you know, a different vision. A C-suite executive coach is going to have a different vision than somebody who's working with moms, for example. Both absolutely valuable, but they're very different visions within their coaching, within their brand. So thinking about those kinds of things. And then it goes back to the impact. I think pretty much every single coach, not, I don't want to ever say 100%, but I would say the majority of coaches become coaches because they want to make an impact in people's lives. So that's that undergirding of like, I want to do something that's going to really mean something to people. But how does your brand impact? What are you doing with your brand that's going to be able to impact someone that when they just breeze through, maybe just happen to catch your brand on something, whether it be a social media post, whether it be as they're searching for a podcast, whether it be as they're Googling something and your brand happens to come up, like in that one moment, how can I make that impact? And then ultimately, it's all centered around your purpose. And there's nothing wrong with having I hate to use words, it's selfish, because it selfish has such a negative connotation to it. Your purpose, you have to have your purpose in things. You cannot devoid the brand. You cannot devoid your coaching from yourself, right? Because it's you. And so your purpose needs to be encapsulated in that brand in order for you to be connected to it. So again, I can always speak to the stuff that I'm really deeply connected to, which is my brand. My purpose is to minimize the suffering of my clients and the kids as much as possible. I can't stop all suffering from divorce. I totally get that. But my purpose is to minimize it. My purpose is to make sure I'm a big advocate for the kids. So I kind of always say that I'm coaching the parent, but I'm really focusing on the kids, because if the parent is doing well, the kids will generally speaking do well. And so if I can raise up my client, they subsequently raise up their kid, they level them up. So that's my purpose, is because I'm so connected to the kids. But I do that through the parents. So hopefully that kind of gives you a little bit of foundation of like these touch points within the development of the brand. Okay, so this is probably a kind of funny slide, but I really wanted to talk about this because I think this is so important. We've all heard the term WIFM, or at least I think we probably have, or what's in it for me. So in your brand, there's two parts to it. It's what's in it for me being the client, because we always have to look and say, you know, we have to connect to the client. We have to serve something that they have a need for. Because the client is going in, you know, what's in it for me? If I work with you, what am I going to get for working with you? So we always have to address that with them, or what's in it for me, when it comes to the client. Something that people oftentimes miss is that as a coach, you have to address the what's in it for me from the coach perspective. Because coaches tend to be so nurturing and caring and loving towards our clients. And I mean, loving in a professional manner. We tend to want to give and give and give. And that's a downfall. That's a pitfall, whatever you want to call it, that a lot of coaches have, especially when they're new, that they forget that they still need to make money. They still need to, you know, pay the bills and things like that. And so you always have to look, how is your brand going to support the life that you want to live? So that has to be connected, because you have to be, you need to be supported by your brand as well. Everybody always looks at it externally towards the client,